Sheila Dixon is back in the mayor's race. The former Baltimore mayor filed the paperwork this morning to be a write-in candidate. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on her chances of pulling off Baltimore history and why she decided to jump back in.
Before Dixon could make her way outside to her news conference, she was answering questions inside of the city board of elections.
This would not be the status quo. Is that what you're bringing?
I have never been the status quo, and that's part of why, the support that I've gotten and people understand my passion and drive for the city because I've never.
Once outside the Benton Building downtown, she acknowledged that her newly revived campaign is going to be challenging.
I know this is an uphill battle, but I know that in the next 4 weeks, we're going to educate people on the ABCs of what it means to write in a candidate.
Dixon, in her announcement yesterday, pointed down the road to Washington, where then-Mayor Tony Williams had to launch a write-in campaign for re-election. His name had been removed from the ballot 3 months before the primary because of improprieties with names on his candidacy petition. Williams won his primary and re-election. In Baltimore, however, Dixon lost the Democratic primary to State Senator Catherine Pugh by 2,400 votes in April. But she and her supporters have their doubts, citing issues with lost ballots and polling places that did not open on time.
The question is, did I really lose in the primary?
No,
she didn't.
Never in recent memory has there been a write-in campaign for the office of mayor in Baltimore. Matthew Crenson, a retired political science professor with Johns Hopkins University, says Dixon's chances of winning are not good.
Write-in campaigns are very expensive. As far as I can tell, she doesn't have any money or very little money in her campaign fund.
Dixon's campaign had a little less than $4,500 in the bank. Compare that to State Senator Catherine Pugh, who has more than $280,000. But Crenson also said Dixon's late start in the campaign season might also be a disadvantage.
It's less than a month away to the election. She needs far more time than that to round up enough voters who are willing to write in her name.
Dixon has not actively campaigned since the primary, but she said she has because campaigning is about serving.
I'm out working with companies. I'm working with individuals who ask me to assist them. So, and I'm working with a nonprofit. So I'm doing a lot of things in the community where people see me and come to me daily for not only help but assistance.
At least two of her opponents said they weren't surprised Dixon has jumped into the race. But Republican mayoral candidate Alan Walden said he was surprised by her timing.
I was at the Pecan Festival last Saturday in the rain, and Ms. Dixon was there with her minions, and it was obvious that she was running something.
Green Party candidate Joshua Harris acknowledged Dixon's commitment to the city, but said her return points to a problem in Baltimore City politics.
An unwillingness for previous elected officials or leadership to let go and really look towards the future for a brighter future with new vision and new leadership. And I think that that's kind of something that we're seeing, and we have to question whether or not that's the best thing for the city at this time.
Democrat Catherine Pugh could not be reached for comment. Dixon said her main campaign platform did not change from the primary, that she has the experience to hit the ground running if she wins. Her campaign had postcards ready explaining how to write in her name for mayor. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.